Hello and welcome to the Embodied Truth Podcast. My name is Tamara, your host. I'm a retreat and workshop facilitator, practitioner, coach, mover, and human. This online space opens up the conversation of embodying our deepest, most authentic truths and expression through many experiences that life has to offer. From family and friendships to intimacy and creativity, this podcast uses holistic dialogue and exploration to give context to what it means to express our whole selves, unapologetically and without regret, to support our self-preservation, self-elevation, and growth. Hello, sweet souls. Welcome, 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 welcome to the first Embodied Truth Podcast. I am so, so grateful to be sharing time, energy, and space with you, no matter where you are in the world. Although this is the first episode, it's actually been a long time in the making. My truth is actually that I wanted to start an podcast back in 2021, but in transparency, the lack of self-belief, it really got me in my head. So stories of unworthiness, doubts of whether what I had to say held any value started to creep in. I got absolutely tangled in the web of perfectionism. So I started to tell myself stories as to why I couldn't do it. For example, oh, I don't have the best equipment. I live in a super noisy city. There's going to be so much noise pollution. All of these things led me to essentially just going into paralysis. And I really didn't believe my value or understand my value at that time. And I actually had recorded a few episodes and they're on my old computer and they'll probably never see the light of day. But you know what? That's okay, because at the time they had a purpose and it's actually a reminder of how far I've come from then to now. I think I recorded about 3 episodes, 2 solo, 1 with someone else. And yeah, oh gosh, what a journey. What a journey. So as I'm navigating this human experience, I'll be bringing you along for the journey, sharing nuggets of truth and wisdom from a holistic perspective, because I truly feel that life is this interconnected experience and certain parts of our lives leak into others, and that has effect, right? So we're going to be unpacking all of that, all of what life holds, dynamics, relationships, everything of the things, and really just unpacking what life has to offer and how we can develop as human beings and as individuals. I feel like this podcast is the start of a new chapter, a new era, a new voice of expression for myself, to connect to my voice, to connect to that throat chakra, and to step into my truth as it's evolving. And at the same time, uplifting, supporting, and empowering you to live your embodied truth. Really to encourage you to be a living, breathing embodiment of who you want to be at your core. That's why the podcast is called this. So like, how do we, in our wholeness and entirety, in this human experience, show up and have the audacity to live fully, regardless of what anyone thinks, feels, says, their perspective, their beliefs? How do we show up fully owning who we are? And that includes the mess, you know, not just when things look great, but how do we own our mess? How do we own things when it gets gritty? How do we really lean into that and accept that? Because acceptance is such a huge part of development. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited, guys. Anything that I create, for those of you that know me, know that I am very intentional. And the intention of this podcast, when I really sat down and anchored in and started to create again from a new perspective, because the previous one was definitely not called Embodied Truth. My intention for this podcast is to provide a little corner on the internet, a little pocket of peace and safety for your solitude, for your growth, for love, to give love to whoever you are listening. And that includes soft and tough love, because we need both in this life. But to also support your development of the whole self, mind, body, soul, whole. a safe place where you can unwind, listen, reflect, and apply anything that resonates, or to just give you a different perspective on things that may resonate with what's going on in your life. And I always say to anyone that comes across any of the work that I do, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. We are such complex creatures as humans, and we all need different things. So to put my expectations or to put my beliefs on someone else that's had a completely different upbringing experience to me is a little bit unfair. So I always say, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But as long as there's value provided in the space, that's what matters and means the most to me. Oh, look at me pushing through the perfectionism, because I actually would have cut that. So we're growing together, guys. We're actually growing together. I just want to quickly speak to the structure of this podcast so that you have an idea of what to expect and you know the format. So this is a solo podcast venture. I love conversing with others, and I'm very much open to allowing that space to grow and evolve. But I'm also a huge believer of honoring the process and not running before I can walk. Really enjoying the journey for everything that it is, the highs, the lows, the learning curves. So I'm going to release an episode every week. I'm committing to Thursday. And this will be mainly in the form of mini episodes. So anything from a little 5-minute check-in to maybe 25 minutes. But who knows? We'll just flow, because sometimes when things are flowing, they go longer than expected. So I'm also open to that too. But it will, for now, mainly be me that you'll be listening to, your host on this podcast. I'd just like to bring in a little bit of mindfulness for a minute. I really want people to have the space to feel a little bit of groundedness, as I said, a pocket of peace and a pocket of safety. So I'd like to just invite you, wherever you are, you might be walking out and about, you might be on your way to work, on your commute, you might be at home, but I'd like to just invite you to just get really present with yourself and your body. So just be present with your breath. You don't have to regulate it. You can just observe it. But to just drop back into the body, we spend so much time in our minds thinking. I think this, I think that. So just dropping into a state of awareness of your body, how you feel. You might have a few aches that you can kind of tap into. You might want to kind of adjust your body a little bit. And I'd like to invite you to just take a nice, if you can, wherever you are, but a nice inhale, a nice big deep inhale for me. And a nice exhale for me. Yeah, I hope that managed to just give you a little reset. Reset and bring you back to your body. I feel like that's going to be a ritual for this podcast. Now, one thing about me is well-being, and I put it under the umbrella of well-being, but self-evolution has been a part of my life now. I've been on this journey, which never stops. You know, we're forever learning in this school of life. But I've really been intentional about my development for the past 7, nearly 8 years now. And movement and dance, most of my life. I remember being, you know, 13, 14 and dancing in my room before school, and that was really my pocket of peace. And as I have evolved myself throughout the years, movement has become this modality that shapes the way that I view the world and how I perceive the world and how I move through the world and how I interact with people in the world. So this is also going to shape the context of the conversations that will be had on this podcast. And in the most recent years, 2, maybe 3 years ago now, I've really been digging into the realms of embodiment and what it means to me as a woman of Indigenous heritage in Western society, because it looks very different for everyone, and what that really means for me to show up full spectrum in everything that I am. I actually previously taught well-being in the creative education sector, so the reason why I'm mentioning that is because I really hope that this podcast does reach, and if it does, some of my students, and I just want to tell them that they are so loved and that they're amazing, and if this can help them in any way as I step into adulthood, I hope that it does. So sending you so much love, and you are seen, and I'll remember you for, yeah, the longest time. Speaking of creative spaces, I personally feel we are all, as human beings, creative, but there can be this inner battle, almost a self-sabotage, because everything that we create, especially for me being a mover, being a dancer, the performance element, everything had to be to perfection. And what happens is, as we get older throughout life, we start to block ourselves from experiences because we feel like we have to show up a certain way. And we allow that idea of perfectionism to take away from what we're put on this planet to do, which is to create, to express, to offer new perspective. And as creative beings, I really feel it is our duty and responsibility to reconnect to the things that light us up, regardless of what that might look like to others, regardless of mistakes, regardless of us not being great at it and having to learn. If there's something about it that resonates with our spirit and our soul, it's our duty and divine responsibility to really connect to that, because actually our creativity is a catalyst for the way that we experience the world, and it comes in so many different forms. So what you find creative might not be what someone else does, but that doesn't disvalidate it or make it any less than. So yeah, just don't allow yourself to be conformed by what other people are doing, or by what you think in your mind you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. Really create your own path. And as it is March, I'm going to say to you, march to the rhythm of your own drum, march forwards, march towards the things that you want in this life. Fight for it. Sometimes in life we have to fight for it. So my closing question to you is, what are you marching towards in this season or month of your life? I'd love to hear your reflections. You can message me on Instagram at embodyherlove, embodyherlove. And I'm just going to keep it short and sweet today for the first episode. I'm so excited to have you along for the journey. We're going to discuss all the things. And yeah, I'm so grateful for you being here in this space. So if no one has told you today, I appreciate you. You are so loved. Thank you for tuning into my first episode. And I will catch you in the next one. See you later, guys.